Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, the Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, the EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and our all new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, for hour number two, here he is, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget about that one. Well, Kyle, the globalist Marxist Democrats are at it again because it seems that they are adopting the radical policies of, just pick a country, Iran, North Korea, China, Russia maybe with some of their policies. It seems like we're turning, with them anyway, more hard to the left, and Biden's just grown right along with it.
Well, sure he is. And certainly what the Republicans have been doing, and certainly President Trump, you know, with this idea of America first, that is sort of antithetical to the idea of globalism and all these kinds of things, but not perhaps in the way that people might think, or insofar as that it would be negative.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump's talking about, and has been doing, bringing jobs home, making good trade deals for the United States. And of course, other countries, no matter which country it is, they're welcome to make the best deal they can for their country. President Trump just doesn't want to have deals that are bad for the people of the United States of America. Sounds
yeah.
good to me.
Now, there's some stories that came in late last night and haven't made the news cycle yet, so we're going to mention them. First of all, in Seattle, the Seattle City Council overrode the mayor's veto of the police cuts. Remember, she said, oh, wait a minute, I don't think we want to defund the police because we need them yet for things we got to do. And the city council went back in there and said, nope, we're going to override you. And they did. They overrode her veto. And now we're back where we were, where they're going to defund the police considerably.
That's true, Captain. And what this also includes is cutting the department staff
yep.
and the police by roughly 100 officers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to eliminate the department's navigation team, which serves as an outreach effort to the homeless.
Yep.
Also, trimming the salaries of the Seattle PD's command staff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the city council members said they read off, by the way, a list of names of all the men and women killed, they say, by Seattle police saying we owe our black and indigenous community members about 400 years of investments, unquote. So this is the mindset that is dominating the reason why they overrode the mayor's veto. And I guess we can quote Dr. Fraser Crane, mm-hmm. the famous Dr. Fraser Crane, good night, Seattle. I guess that's, they're really trying to create this state of affairs where the police are going to be completely ineffective.
The rational people and the business people that are there, by the way, they're already raising taxes there out of sight. They're leaving the city of Seattle, and they're being left with vacant buildings again.
That's exactly right. Now, how can you entice companies to set up shop in the downtown area and the big buildings downtown?
You can't.
No, of course not, because if it's a war zone or there is no law enforcement, that's just not a good recipe.
Now, the House also came together last night, Democrats and Republicans, and approved the spending bill in an effort, another continuing resolution, in an effort to avoid the government shutdown at the end of the month during the pandemic. That could have been the worst thing that could have happened for both the Democrats and the Republicans, and they knew it. In addition, Sarah Sanders was in the headlines. She blasted Democrats who viciously were attacking Judge Barrett while lecturing about empowering women while they were going after her for her religion, which we already talked about, but we'll get into that again.
Well, that's right. And that's what I guess the technical term is, double standard. And again, it wouldn't matter. That they will go after the nominee. It doesn't matter if she's mm-hmm. a woman. No matter what, it's just because they have another term, scorched earth. That's what they want.
And Congressman Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida's 1st Congressional District, has called for an election bribery probe at the federal level of Michael Bloomberg over his pledge to pay the Florida felons fines. However, he also revealed last night, and we did find out, that our Attorney General here, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, is already on the case and investigating what's going on here. Now, it is a Class 3 felony to pay off anything for anybody to entice them to vote a certain way. Now, 32,000 convicted felons had their debt paid off, because you have to do that before you can be eligible to vote again. All your debt has to be paid back, your court costs and all that stuff, and whatever money you owe to whoever it is you did what to. But the key to it was, these are Democrats that they paid off the debt to, and who do you think they want them to vote for?
No kidding.
Therein lies the violation of the law. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And my buddy Wayne Allyn Root is writing a book. It ought to be out by Christmas time, and when he gets it out there, we'll bring him back on the show, and we'll tell you what it's all about. Wayne, of course, is very much involved in the presidential campaign, Donald Trump, out there in Nevada. He's one of the co-chairmen out there, and we wish him well. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America, and there's gold waiting in your windshield. Just give it an inspection today, and if it's got a chip or a crack in it, you'll get $100 guarantee when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. If you're in Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance, and anywhere from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Premium quality windshields and $100 cash back is what you're going to get when you mention me, the captain. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what is it they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is again. All righty. President Trump yesterday came out and in some sort of passing comment said that he was angry at Republicans for not probing more into the Obama administration and the Bidens. Now, again, I've said this, and I've said it knowing full well that some people out there are going to go, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? The most corrupt family, the most corrupt political family in America today is the Biden Five. That's what we call them, the Biden Five. That's Joe Biden with his sons when they were around, both of them live. The one that was living, as well as Hunter, who became a billionaire over this, by the way, plus his brothers, Joe Biden's brothers. They got several billion dollars over the 47-year career of Joe Biden. Most of it came in the last 20 years, and especially the 8 years when Joe Biden was the Vice President of the United States. Right, Kyle?
Yes, exactly right. And, of course, the president says that he's essentially trying to stay out of these kinds of investigations into those individuals and the like, but he's not happy about it. And one of the things he's not happy about, of course, is the things he said that what they've done to General Flynn and others is a disgrace, he said.
Right, and he's going to be meeting with the state attorney generals on the tech liability shield. We found out about that yesterday. Situation with the tech censorship. Conservatives, of course, are monitoring. They're going to be monitoring tech censorship, and then we've got the new program that's out there that we've got as a TikTok and who the heck was the other one? Oracle.
Right, right.
And who it was? Yeah, and they made an agreement that the president agreed with so that the U.S. maintains, Oracle and the U.S. maintains ownership of all the data. China doesn't get it.
Well, exactly right, and this is the real crux of the matter. So that's right. They're talking about trying to protect the American people.
Yeah, now the CIA came out and said Vladimir Putin is, quote, end of quote, probably directing election interference against Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. They're probably doing that, and I think they're basing a lot of this on the fact that the Senate report from the Senate Intelligence Committee found that Russian agents essentially meddled in the 2016 presidential election with social media and those kinds of things. And so this is, again, something that is very important. We have to make sure it gets rooted out. Whether or not it changes the election, I think is I don't think that it will do that, though.
Now, Louisville is currently in a state of emergency. They've got the downtown section closed. Only people getting in are the people that work there or live there. They're not letting anybody in there because they expect this decision to come out about the Breonna Taylor charges against the police, and they're getting ready for riots because they believe that the police officers are going to get off, and if they do, they think that's going to be all it's going to take for a riot to ensue.
That's right. We understand the police already, of course, on Monday have started blocking access to downtown Louisville.
Yep.
And the other businesses, of course, were taking that as a cue. They started boarding up their windows. And so we will see what the outcome is. But they are bracing for possible violence and violent demonstrations.
Now, this has to be my favorite story of the night so far. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, our Tampa gal, who's the press secretary for Donald Trump, and CNN's Jim Acosta got into it. Acosta tried to go after her and, you know, be the normal belligerent self that he is, and she absolutely ate him up and spit him out live and in living color during her press conference in the White House.
Well, this is very true, and honestly, she's pretty adept at doing stuff like that.
She left him dumbfounded.
Yeah. And
by the way, there was not one word, not one mention of it on CNN's website.
Well, of course not, because Acosta doesn't come off too well in this whole thing.
But it's on Fox.
But it is on Fox, and it's weird because, you know, again, he's arguing with her as opposed to asking a question and reporting what the answer was. And it's much more of an advocacy thing going on, as we've mm-hmm. seen him do before. It's almost as if he just needs the Jim Acosta show and let it be that and not be a reporter.
Yeah. Now, Facebook is vowing to restrict their users if the election becomes chaotic. In other words, if it starts going back and forth on the Facebook pages, they're going to start banning people and restricting people even more so than what they've been doing.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, while they won't go into a lot of detail about what it is that they would do, in certain other parts of the world where there was unrest and reactions of what they might expect, they began to sort of reduce the reach that people's posts would get, this kind of thing. They would crack down more on what they would consider false information being spread. So it remains to be seen, but yes, they are saying that they would take measures if there was some kind of unrest.
Eric is already saying that Louisville's already paid out $12 million to the Taylor family. That's true, but the big thing now, Eric, is whether or not the cops get off the hook. They want them charged with murder, even though the cops went into a situation where they got shot at. And when you get shot at, you're going to shoot back, obviously, and they did. And this Taylor woman got struck and killed in the process. She was wound up in the line of fire.
Yeah, and what an unfortunate thing to happen, that, you know, nobody is happy about or would ever want for someone that something like that to happen to them. But again, it's a matter of law, and it has to be looked at by the prosecutors and all those involved. And if it's not something that is to go to trial, it's this kind of thing, then that's the way that the system works.
Yeah,
and so again, we have to have some kind of thing.
And finally, for this segment, Kyle, President Trump personally called both of the L.A. deputies who were seriously wounded in that horrible ambush. You know that, right?
That's right. Now,
and not one word from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, who happens to be the California U.S. Senator out there. Not one word.
That's right. That's exactly what I was going to say. Did we ever hear anything from Biden? And
not a word. Not a word.
And unfortunately, again, see, that doesn't fit their narrative. See, these deputies were ambushed, and they tried to murder them in what amounts to a terrorist act.
Yeah.
And so, right. And so the absence of Biden and Harris speaks volumes.
Yeah, it does. And again, it's speaking volumes to the police community out there as well as around the country who are watching this. And it's just another nail in the coffin. I'm telling you, the blue wave is coming and it's not the Democrats.
No, you're exactly right about that. And shame on Biden for that. I mean, honestly, these two deputies are out there risking their life every day, and you're right. It's not right that they don't say anything.
Yeah, and we'll just see what happens as things progress here, because I'm hearing more and more from around the country from different police officers and fire departments and emergency medical. I'm even hearing now from security personnel that to a man that there's no way in hell they're going to vote for a Democrat anymore. There just isn't.
Well, right, and you know, I think this is we're going to see a lot of this across the country. Certainly here in California, people's attitudes are changing. Even those that have been traditionally Democrat or might even lean to the left, they are so done with what the governor has done here and the Democrat government here closing down their businesses that I think you might see some real surprises.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the coronavirus vaccine trial standards, as well as a couple of polls about people pertaining to the vaccine. And also, the ISIS Beatles are about ready to stand trial. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another Republican is speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says he's comfortable moving forward on a nomination in an election year. Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
With President Obama, I said not only will he nominate a replacement in this vacancy, but he probably has a constitutional obligation, just like President Trump does today, to make a nomination, and President Trump will.
Also on CBS, Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
These decisions that the Supreme Court makes, it's important that they not only have the force of law, but the force of the legitimacy of everyone. So for Republicans to move forward like this, I think really undermines that.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just as I thought it was going. This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. And I'll be back at the Midreg Hall over in Largo on Saturday from 9 to 2. Stop by. They're located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. They'll have a large selection of new guns. They'll also have used antique guns as well as a military surplus there. And don't forget, there's a guy there with fishing poles, rods and reels and whatnot. Guy there with bows and arrows. They'll have different things there too. A little bit novelty things and whatnot there for you to look at. So that's the Two Guys Gun Shows this weekend. I personally will be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. And if you need to have more information, go to twoguysshows.com, the website, for more information. Now, Larry Elder, who you just heard bring us into the program here, is going to be down in Sarasota on October the 23rd for the Salem Conservative Summit at the Hyatt Regency, which will start at 7 o'clock. The VIP get-together will start at 5:30. Larry Elder will be there along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Charlie Kirk, along with Phil Grandy, and myself. I'll be the master of ceremonies for the evening and the special guest up on stage, kind of keeping things moving along. So looking forward to seeing my many friends down there. You can go to theanswertampa.com for ticket information, or theanswersarasota.com, and Get your tickets now. Don't wait, because I'm telling you, there's only 250 seats available. We've got to do the social distancing thing down there. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's going on in California with this EBB card fraud, which we understand is in the millions of dollars?
Well, that's right, Captain. Beverly Hills police have found 87 people connected, allegedly, to this EBB fraud and identity theft issue that has been uncovered. They say that they've recovered some 181 fraudulent EBB cards, and they're valued at $3.6 million. At the same time, they've uncovered $466,000 in cash and seven handguns on top of all that. So what they're doing is they're using people who are have been deceased, the people in nursing homes, in jail. What they're doing, according to the police lieutenant at the Beverly Hills Police Department, Lieutenant Max Subin, he's saying that they get their personal information and enter it into to the computer for the EDD, which then sends out a card to their address. Now, as I understand it, Captain, of course, this is causing other people, you know, obviously, to not be able to get the stuff that they need. The EDD just announced a 2-week reset period so that they can try to reduce fraud and tackle all their backlog of issues. So other people are out there right now, and there's these nightmare stories of people never getting called back or being put on hold for hours, this kind of thing. So this is a very significant bust. Also, California unemployment checks and are being sent out to places like the Philippines. One report had someone who is claiming evidently to be a 94-year-old out-of-work bricklayer. That's why they needed unemployment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's rife with all kinds of fraud, and hopefully they're going to try to get some handle on it. But you can bet your bottom dollar Californians are pretty upset about this whole thing.
And California's a blue state, right?
That's right.
Yep. Here we go again. Okay, the FDA is going to be tightening the coronavirus trial standards ahead of the November 3rd election. That's a report that came down yesterday. And that's a good thing, I suppose, because there was a poll that came out the day before that said most Americans are less eager to try the new COVID vaccine when it comes out.
Yeah, that's what we hear. Because again, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, obviously, about these kinds of things, so obviously the more information and the greater the constraints on the virus and the testing, on the vaccine and the testing, the more confident hopefully people will be. But we should begin to see some results and so forth once we see a deployment into the first responder ranks and so forth.
So the Justice Department has arrested 179 people in connection with the Darknet opioid takedown. Where's this going on at?
Yeah, this is really an interesting thing. And, of course, anything to do with how these people are operating as they uncover it, that is very, very important to be able to root it out.
Okay, so that's just the tip of the iceberg then?
One would think, yes.
All righty. Now, the ISIS Beatles, remember them?
Right.
They are in the U.S. They were brought to the U.S. under the auspices that they wouldn't be put to death. They're being tried. They're standing trial after a court ruling gave them the go-ahead to go ahead and do that. I don't know what's going to happen, but again, they can't go after the death sentence for them, even though they did behead a bunch of people.
Right, that's exactly right. So now evidently the evidence that they have from the UK is now coming over to the United States as well, from the UK government is for use in this matter.
Mm-hmm. Now, Eric chimed in again here. He's saying the former prosecutor that Joe Biden requested to be fired into Ukraine is somehow under investigation for whatever reason and wants to depose Joe Biden in his defense. Huh, okay.
Yeah, I seem to recall hearing something about that, because obviously this is the guy that Joe Biden was talking about on that tape where he said, you know, he has to get fired and otherwise you don't get the money, and they say, well, you can't do that, you're not the president, and Joe Biden said, call him. And also I might add too, Captain, even on that tape with Joe Biden or that video, That was a very different Joe Biden. That was Joe Biden speaking extemporaneously, not like the Joe Biden of today, unfortunately.
Now, we have some more news about the criminal probe that's underway down here, investigating Michael Bloomberg and the $16 million that he helped to raise to give to the Florida felons. The law down here is that in order to vote, to get your voting rights back, you have to have paid whatever court costs are there that you were responsible for and whatever damages were due the person that you wound up in jail for before you can vote. And apparently Bloomberg raised $16 million to do just that. And Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida District Number 1, up in the panhandle, said that a criminal probe may in fact be underway right now, citing Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody and a conversation that he had with her. And of course, she's a Tampa girl.
Well, that's right. And Gaetz was quoted earlier as saying that it's a third-degree felony for someone to either directly or indirectly provide something of value to impact whether or not someone votes. And so I think that just given what we know right now, this seems to be where there's smoke, there's fire here. And so an investigation certainly is warranted, number one. And number two, targeting people who you think are going to vote a certain way, I think even compounds all that for Bloomberg. And so whatever he has against Trump or whatever the vendetta is or whatever it is, he may have jumped the gun here too quickly and put himself in some pretty hot water.
And guess who's going to go ahead of the in front of the Senate today for a confirmation hearing?
Who's that?
Chad Wolf, the acting head of the DHS.
Oh, yes, of course, yes, you're right.
He's going to have his Senate confirmation hearing today, and I'm surprised that they're going through with that. You would think the Democrats would want to play around with that, too, but apparently not.
Yeah, that's exactly my first thought there, that they might want to say, nope, no more confirmations until the president, says he's not going to do his job and point a Supreme Court justice. It would be something weird like that. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and Laura Ingraham said something last night that kind of stuck with me. She said the Democrats now show that they're no longer the party of JFK by targeting Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Catholicism.
That's right.
Because he was deeply religious, and he gave a speech about it.
Well, that's right. This was a huge factor in 1960, and, mm-hmm. and John F. Kennedy was able to break through that barrier, basically. And one would think that some 60 years ago in this country, Captain, that we've already settled this question. But here it comes again. Isn't that something? Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, did you hear Joe Biden make a big deal out of Cindy McCain, the wife of the late GOP Senator John McCain, endorsing him?
I saw that she had endorsed Biden, yes.
Yeah, well, he made a big deal out of it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, maybe that, he can do that if he wants, but we'll see how it goes.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look at the final Truckers Highway and Bible Report with Kyle, and then Denise Simon will be around. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with the Double D Ranch. She and her husband, Don, the big horse ranch they got there, and just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Tonight. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you to come on in there and see what they were all about, and you can get yourself a free cup of coffee, but it gets better than that. Become a member of the Drivers Club. Get those points together. Start saving in the store, in the restaurant. Start getting free stuff that they've got there in the driver's store, too. So, do all of that and tell them the captain sent you. Pilot and Flying J.
Here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some more in store. When I get to falling on you, you gotta come running back home. Cause I'm running around with that five dozen. Let me light your candle, cause of mama, I'm sure all the hand and that gets around. Hard, hard to hand and that. Oh, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah.
All righty, rap. tapping it up with the Black Crowes, Hard to Handle. And boy, that's a song that if you're not tapping your feet by now, there's something wrong with your feet. And I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here right now. Kyle, are you there?
I'm right here, Captain.
All righty. I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to turn it loose to you again. Tropical storm, which is now Tropical Depression Beta, is going to continue to bring heavy rainfall and flooding to parts of Texas and Louisiana, with areas of rainfall after it's also doing gradual spreading across the southeast. Now, we're talking about 6 to 10 inches of rain through areas that are already literally soaked and some of them still flooded from Hurricane Laura. This is not a good situation. So, folks, all you can do is either hunker down or keep the boat handy. But Hurricane Teddy also is up along the Atlantic, and it's brushing the New England section of the country as well as the Nova Scotia up in Canada. It's going to bring some rip currents and high surf and swells to much of the East Coast. And then there's a big old low pressure system in the north eastern Pacific, which is going to affect Washington State, Oregon, and it looks like the northern part of California. So, Kyle, take it away and tell us what's going on.
Well, Captain, if you're traveling up the I-25 corridor tonight in the Denver, Boulder, Aurora, Fort Collins area in Colorado, you're going to run into an air quality alert, and this is smoke and air quality issues from the Middle Fork, Mullen, and Cameron Peak fires continuing on. This air quality alert continues on up into the southeastern part of Wyoming in the Cheyenne and Laramie area. So if you're traveling up I-25 or going across I-80, you're going to have those air quality alerts. Also, fire weather watch going up through Wyoming all the way into Montana, covering almost all the state of Montana. Looks like we might have some westerly winds kicking up, which could be gusty, and that's what's contributing to the fire weather watch in that area. We've got some precipitation, of course, going on in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, into Portland as well, down through western Oregon, as we have a gale warning off the coast there. So you have to be careful if you're traveling down the 5 freeway, of course. Air quality alert in southern Oregon, still have the wildfires, so some of them burning there. Fire weather watch in northern California, also central California air quality alert there. Looking like we're still going to get triple digits in the southwest. No specific alerts going on there, but we might be seeing somewhat of a cool down here as we go through Las Vegas. Las Vegas going to be 83 degrees on Thursday, and also a fire weather watch in Utah, in northern Utah near Salt Lake City and Provo. Salt Lake City looking at 86 degrees tomorrow.
Okay, let's wrap things up with the Vice President. The Vice President was on a little bit of a delayed end of flight, if you will, because of the fact that he got his bird, his plane got hit by birds. They had a bird strike, and apparently the pilot was concerned about what might have happened next and turned the plane around and landed back where it came from.
Well, that's exactly right. Turn it right around, and that's exactly the right decision to do under those circumstances. Birds can cause all kinds of problems with aircraft.
Sully Sullenberger.
That's exactly right. And so they did the right thing, and we understand then Vice President, I think, took a cargo plane back to D.C.
Well, it was actually the plane that carries his cars and whatnot when they're out there in the rest of the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
This military Globestar, a C-5, I believe, is what they travel. Travels with them. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. So the pilot made a great decision, and you never know when that's going to happen. And that's why airports, they go to great lengths to try to make sure that birds are sort of shooed away, basically, for lack of a better term, from the area.
All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. All right. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay. Sean, one last time. What's up?
One last time. Listen, when you guys talk about Amy Barrett being Catholic, you gotta point out how much they would be just rioting and protesting if this was was somebody who was of the Islamic religion.
Well,
it's important.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who it is. I don't think it would be anybody that's a Republican.
Oh, come on!
Sure, absolutely.
Come on. You know they'd be going nuts. They'd be calling you racist and everything.
All right.
Else.
I got I got Denise calling, so I got to run. So thank you very much. Okay. Sean brings up an interesting point, but again, you know, I don't care who it is the Republicans put up there. It could be a Jewish person. It could be, a Presbyterian, whatever. And religion, by the way, shouldn't even enter into it because of what I told you. And, right now on the phone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I told you about Article 6, Clause 3. What does that say?
I have no idea.
You didn't look?
I didn't.
All right. Well, here's the deal. It is extremely important to the religious aspect of what we're being told is going on here by the Democrats who are going to be challenging, probably on the basis of religion, if it's Judge Barrett. And I'm trying to get to it real quick here because I got it in my file. There it is. Excuse me. But it says the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification for any office or public trust under the United States. What's that mean?
Well, it means that Senator Feinstein ought to maybe be reprimanded.
She is violating the Constitution.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because she, what was it that she said during a confirmation hearing? The religious dogma lives deep within you, I think it was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. They can't even challenge it because it's not a topic of discussion.
They also did it with Kavanaugh, I think, because
mm-hmm.
his membership in Knights of Columbus.
Correct. Which is a religious organization. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
What are you using a hammer?
And yet nobody is ever reprimanded.
Nope, but we now know about it. We didn't know about it until, the first 10 minutes of the show when we talked about it. And, folks, we'll talk about it again as we move along here, but I'll be right back after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Lots of stuff on the agenda.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.